It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, have you joined our WhatsApp channel yet? Well, if not, then you should. We have set up a WhatsApp channel to enable us to keep in touch with you, our listeners. We send a WhatsApp to notify you of new episodes of the podcast. We send WhatsApps to notify you when the show is live and lots more besides. Now, we don't spam you. You might get three maximum messages from us every day, but it's just our way of keeping in touch with you. So if you would like to join the WhatsApp channel, you can either search for Opinions Matter or send us a WhatsApp with the words add me and send it to 085-825-2626. We'll send you a link back and you follow that link and you join our WhatsApp channel. So once again, send me the words add me to 085-825-2626. 825-2626, and we'll send you a link back, which will be a link for our WhatsApp channel. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Adrian, it's Maya here, says Maya in Dublin 24. I'm a big fan of your podcast, even though I hate when you have ignorant racists on. I want you to talk about hatred towards Islamic people like myself who are Irish. I'm 27, was born in the Coombe Hospital, yes, in Ireland. I've lived in Tala all my life, and my parents came here from Iraq. I have noticed that in the last 3 years especially, racism against my religion has become so bad. I had to close my TikTok and my Facebook due to hateful messages. I get called a terrorist so many times in public. I don't even know how they can tell I am Muslim because I dress the same as any other Irish girl. 2 weeks ago, my car had paint on it saying, "Go home, terrorist." I was so upset by this. I also got a letter in my mailbox telling me that all my kind need to go back on a boat to keep Irish children safe. This is crazy. Far-right racists like, and she actually gives us the name of somebody that you would know, but I'm not going to read it out, are to blame for this spreading of hate. I love my country, but this is going far too far. Please highlight this. And that is from Maya in Dublin 24. Now,
I don't know why you didn't mention him, by the way.
What?
I didn't know why.
I don't want to give him the publicity, to be honest with you.
Now, the fella that she particularly mentions is a worm of a man.
Yep.
He's a horrible man. And I would agree with her on this point that he is responsible for the spread of a lot of Islamophobia that exists in Ireland. And a lot of Islamophobia is based on myths. It's based on falsehoods. It's based on, you know, this. And when we put this up on our Facebook page, and now I wasn't surprised, by the way, but when we put this up on our Facebook page an hour and a half ago before recording this podcast, I would say, sorry, Amanda, how many were you saying? About 65 comments were, go back to where you came from. Go home. Go home. Now, Maya,
well, go back to where you came from is the Coombe Hospital.
Maya's from, well, yeah, I don't think they're expecting her to go back to where she was actually born. Well, maybe she was, but she was born in the Coombe Hospital, same place my kids were born, actually. And she's lived in Dublin 24 all her life. So I'd like to hear from some of you who want this woman to go home to tell me where she should go home to. Like, where do they want her to go home to?
I don't know.
And secondly, Muslim people have been living in Ireland for hundreds of years, not in the same numbers as they are now, but certainly there have always been Muslim people living in Ireland, mm-hmm. correct? And thirdly, what I will say is Ireland is not assigned to any one religion. Ireland is a secular state. That's in the constitution. It's amazing how so many of you patriots don't even know your own constitution. Ireland is a secular state. It's not twinned with any one religion. Would you agree? So we're not a Catholic country. Anybody that says that, you are literally lying to yourself and you don't know the constitution. We are not a Catholic country. If you don't believe that, go into a church any Sunday and the only people you'll see there is people with blue dyed hair. the Red Rins Brigade or the Blue Rins Brigade, Elwins and Elflas who are knocking on death's door and were brought up brainwashed by Christianity. This woman is simply wants to live a normal life. She wants to be able to walk down the road without having the word terrorist shouted at her. Now, I guess by her, and we did message her back and we haven't got an answer to this, but I guess by the comments that she said, saying she dresses like any other Irish girl, that she's not wearing a hijab or a burqa or anything like that. But she obviously has skin colour that would be Middle Eastern because her parents
are from Iraq.
So she obviously looks Middle Eastern, but she doesn't dress like a Muslim woman. So I think a lot of it is to blame that man. That's, and I really want to name him.
Why? Because I don't want to give him any publicity. He doesn't deserve
it. What publicity?
He's a scumbag.
Yes, he is a scumbag.
Yeah. So why would I mention him?
But I think what the far right have done over the last few years is, and a lot of racism is down to stupidity. A lot of racists are just stupid people who see a video on Facebook. They want to take over the world. They want to rape your children, blah, 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 blah. And they believe that stuff. They actually believe that stuff. So I'm embarrassed by that an Irish girl, she's Irish, by the way, and I know that might trigger some of you. Some of you actually don't believe that you can be Irish and Muslim. Now, what would you say to that, people who don't believe you can be Irish and Muslim?
Ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Of course you
can. Of course you can. You don't have to be a particular religion to live in this country. It is embarrassing. Listening to that whole story, it is embarrassing that people are treating her the way they are. I'd love to hear from you on this. Ireland has become Islamophobic, and at least Maya in Dublin 24 feels that way. Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Jonathan.
Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you doing, Jeremy?
Good. Well, I'm a bit annoyed, I have to say, by the reaction so far, that there's this huge cohort of people in Ireland who believe that Muslims are trying to take over Ireland. I mean, I've seen no evidence of
it. They're not trying to take over Ireland, Jeremy. They're trying to take over the whole of Europe.
Well, the whole of Europe?
Oh, the whole of Europe. These people are not here to take part. They're not here to take part. They've been quiet now, yes, in this country for the last number of years because the numbers have been down. But like I keep saying to you, boys, this is a numbers game. Irish people are not breeding the way these people are breeding in this country. They're going to outbreed us soon enough. Now, you can keep on denying that, look, I keep saying this, but I've been sending you videos where the leaders of these churches are telling people outright and straight up, we're not here to take part. The Quran does not allow for inclusion. It's Muslims or nothing.
But that's
so
okay.
But
hang on, Jonathan, sorry for cutting across. That's if you live your life by the exact teachings of the Quran. And you're a Catholic, is that right? Are you?
I am indeed. Yeah,
But it's nothing like it was. So, John, as a Catholic, do you follow every single word in the Bible? So, do you eat shellfish? Have you ever eaten shellfish?
I do eat shellfish, Jeremy.
Oh my God! How could you eat shellfish?
Well, hold on for a second.
I follow Jesus Christ.
I follow Jesus Christ. I don't follow the Bible. I don't follow man's version of it. Muhammad gained power with a sword in his hand. Jesus Christ didn't. Jesus Christ preached peace, love for everybody.
Jonathan,
let me come back to.
Did God not send a flood that wiped out the whole world?
Everybody, all sinners, a whole lot of us.
That's not a very nice thing to do.
Well, hold on a second. Why did he do that? It's all sinners.
Just
all sinners.
Okay, let me go back to the point that this lady Maya is making. She's arguing that hatred against her religion is a major problem here in Ireland, to the point that people are spraying graffiti on her car, for God's sake.
I don't agree with that. Like I said in the message, I don't agree with anybody being bullied, I think. But Islamophobia is not it's not a thing. It's, like I said, it's an irrational fear. It's not irrational fear to be afraid of Islam. Now, Muslims is different, like you said, that people just practicing their religion. But these people that are just practicing their religion, they're going to churches with imams and these people in charge are telling them. And like I said, it's a numbers game. They're very, very patient, these people. They've patience. And you just keep saying it's a secular country. When was the last time you see any politician in this country going into a Catholic church or surrounding himself with Catholic people? But you see plenty of them in mosques lately, running around with all these people, encouraging them to do this, do that, and do all the rest of it. So, secular, yeah, okay, fair enough. But for how long? Because they keep saying to these boys, it's a numbers game, numbers plus time. They're just biding their time. And all
Jonathan, biding their time for what? What's the end goal here?
Because democracy, in a couple of years' time, all their children will be voting in this country. Who do you think they're going to vote for? And yet democracy will be our death. That's what it'll be, Adrian. It's democracy will be our downfall in this country.
So you because genuinely, you believe that the Muslim population in this country is going to become a majority and they're, and subsequently run the country. Is that really what you think?
Look, can I let me explain to you? I tell you now, that's exactly what it is, Adrian. I live down in the west of the world, and I keep telling you people, and there's little towns and villages around me. When I'm going shopping in certain places in this country, I have three kids. I'm not having any more kids. I'm walking around with these people with four, five, six kids, dragging them behind them out of the coattails. Like I said, this is a numbers game. We're not having the children. They are.
But getting back to your point, Jonathan, you believe that Muslims, like that girl Maya, who lives in Ireland, is Irish. Let me finish. You believe that she follows every word of the Quran. First of all, she dresses, as she said, like any other Irish girl in her 20s and 30s. So she doesn't wear a hijab. Or a burqa. Not every Muslim lives their life according to the Quran in the same way that you're a Catholic. You don't live your life by the Bible in the same way a lot of Muslims don't. Jeremy,
hold up a second. Okay, and I don't, like I said, no, there's a hypocrisy along the way. Of course, I'm not dictating violence to anybody. Where do all the Muslims attack all over the world, right? And we're all the Islamophobic, say, right? When was the last time you seen a Muslim coming out and condemning that?
Condemning terrorist attacks?
Yes.
Regularly.
When was it? I don't see them. I don't see Muslims outside. We're not part of Islam. That what they're doing over there.
Regularly, Muslims condemn terrorist attacks.
Oh. Jonathan, did you apologise? And I'm not taking sides here, but did you apologise when the IRA were bombing?
I was too young, Jeremy, when I was going on. I don't do any bombing anybody. I don't want violence on anybody from anywhere. I condemn all. Any bloodshed from anybody, I condemn.
So what do you say then to Maya? Maya is 27, born and bred in Ireland. Her parents happen to be from Iraq. They came here from Iraq. But she is getting hate, left, right and centre. Now, what do you say to Maya? Tough?
I say to Maya, I'm sorry, but that's the feeling in this country, man. Like I said to you already, you see our political leaders running around the country at the minute. Which churches are they going into? They're not coming into my church.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to go to Mo. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
Gobshite. That's what I have to say. Okay. Because, first of all, I'm sure we have Irish people that are Muslims, right?
Correct.
First of all, yeah, we have that. But now, what he's saying, I have a lot of Irish friends. I have a lot of Muslim friends that don't look like the quintessential Muslim person. And Maya that wrote this message in for sure doesn't look Muslim. So where's the hate coming from?
That's a good question. Obviously, people in the area would know that she is of Iraqi heritage, would be aware.
Yeah.
She may not dress in traditional Muslim women's clothes, but people locally would know that they're from Iraq, I suppose.
Yeah, but is she doing anything that's radical Muslim for her to be getting this hate? That's the question. Or is it just, okay, we know she's Muslim, so I don't know.
Okay, when you hear somebody like Jonathan saying the reason there is Islamophobic feeling in Ireland is because people are afraid that Muslims are eventually going to take over. What do you say to that?
It's ridiculous.
During the COVID, when it was going on, who was allowed to go to mass church in this country and who wasn't? Christians weren't allowed to go to church, but Muslims could go to mosques. They could go to Crow Park and pray. They could do all this during COVID. And you're telling me that there's no favouritism? There's no divide?
That was one event in Crow Park.
It doesn't matter. Favoritism, I don't get this. You may have heard questions. You may have heard anecdotal thingies. You know one person that got favoritized or whatever, but that's not everyone.
I am listening to leaders of Muslim churches all across Europe and in England, and even that Dr. Omar in this country, I've heard him say, I'm listening to the leaders of these churches talking about how they're not here to take part, they're here to take over. I lived beside that mosque in Dublin there, beside the stadium, for 20-odd years. And every Friday then people went to mass and then they went home after the mosque. They're hanging around now. Why are they hanging around out on the streets now? Why are they out praying on the streets, call to prayers on sidewalks and all of this country, outside the GPO with the call to prayer? and you go to this country now, you go to this country, you start reading from the Bible and the guards are on your bleeding case. But you can preach Muslim.
Jonathan, that's just not true. You regularly. Jonathan, stop talking shite. There's a fella outside the GPO with a speaker constantly chanting about God and turn to your church and all that. He's not being arrested. Yeah. He's never arrested.
I've seen people being arrested for. God, I'm worried about the Sinn Féin when that time when they're all crying out on the streets and she's ringing the guards on to come and get them off the streets because it was hateful, huh? As far as she was concerned. You can deny it if you want to, okay? I don't care if you still deny it or not, but I can see what's happening in front
okay,
of
so
me.
Okay, so what is your message? What is your message to Maya, who is suffering hatred because, I'm sorry, Jonathan, this hatred comes from people like you speaking in the way in which you are about Islam.
Because I can see what's coming. Now, you can deny that if you want to, but I won't close my eyes to what I can see in front of me.
But Jonathan, at the moment, 1.5% of the Irish population, 1.5% are Muslim.
Now, in 2022, what was the most popular name in Galway City?
Yeah, Muhammad.
There you go. What? Now, you look to Cork City, and what's the native population down in Cork, opposed to Fergus?
But I'm saying, if you're
talking... Our cities are being taken over, and you're denying that it's happening.
1.5% doesn't... No, I'm not good at maths, Jonathan, but 1.5%...
It's a country of 5 million people, Jeremy. It's not a massive
percentage,
country.
We're talking percentage-wise. 1.5% of the population is Muslim, which means that 98.5%
are not Muslim.
They're not Muslim.
Give them time.
How can you
say? These people are patient, like I've said to you. Patient.
So they're going to have 50.
They've been at this a long time.
But even if they all had 15 kids each, which isn't going to happen. So if every Muslim family decided to have 15 kids, it would still take hundreds and hundreds of years before the majority in Ireland
If I'm surrounded by a lot of people now at this stage with 10 and 8-year-old kids, in 10 years' time they're all 18, they're all eligible to vote.
Okay, again then, Jonathan.
So again,
what is your message to Maya, who is suffering hatred?
I'm sorry to Maya that Maya is getting abused. I don't think it's not fair on the individual person. I don't. But I can understand the fear of people in this country, like I said, because I can see it coming. You can see it coming all across Europe. And I've been listening to these preachers in that church, just telling them, we're not here to take part, we're here to take over. They're saying it out loud. You can keep denying it, but just look to England. I will keep saying, look over to England. Secular country, is it? Yeah. Well, then how come you're getting arrested over there for talking about God, a Facebook post against Muslims? But it's never the other way around.
Okay, Jonathan, stay there for a second.
I have to go now because I'm back on work. So.
Well,
try to get yourself for the last time. I don't agree with attacking people on a personal level like that. She's allowed to have a faith and all that. But I said it before, Islamophobia is not a real thing because it's not a rational fear to be afraid of Islam.
Okay, I want to, just before you go, play a voice note that came in to us. I've been asked to play it for you, so just stay there for one sec.
Ireland is a secular country. It's in our constitution. We have freedom to practice whatever our religion is. So that bullshit of, send them home and send them wherever is complete and utter bollocks. Like, we've had Muslims in Ireland for over 100 years. And it's just them extremists that are giving their others a bad name. Should I be Catholic be called a pedo because of the scumbag priests? Should every Jew be called a Zionist because of the Israeli attacks on Gaza? No. So why should Muslims be called terrorists just because of the extremists? Like, it's just bullshit in this country at the minute. And that's coming from somebody who has Muslim family, born and bred in Ireland. So to say, to send them back to their own country, there's a lot of Irish born Muslims who are Irish all day long, and to say to send them home, like, where the fuck would you like us to send them?
Okay, do you want to respond to that, Jonathan?
First of all, there she goes again, we're a secular country. I didn't disagree with that. I said that's what it was, and I never sent anybody home. But I will say to you again, and I don't care how it sounds, we in this country should be very much afraid, because like I said, our government are siding with people coming into this country that are not their own people, that voted them into power. So I'm not a fan of anyone attacking anybody, but I think it's not an irrational fear to be afraid in this country what's happening. The guards are going in there trying to recruit people out of mosques into this country, back into the Garda service and all that.
And we need a more balanced police force as well to represent the whole of society.
Yeah, okay. But when we didn't go into any Catholic churches, the ceremonies went out and asked them to join the guards. So, you can keep on denying it if you just want to. But eventually...
Denying what, though? I just don't understand what you're...
that we're being replaced.
We're being replaced.
That we are being replaced. Yes.
But then, if
in
you,
my opinion,
but then if you believe that, Johnson, if you believe that, yeah, that you mm-hmm. are being yeah. replaced, you should start making more, make more little Jonathans. Go home tonight and make another six or seven.
Oh,
Jonathans.
Yeah, because my government's offer for, oh, yeah, my government's great for facilitating me to have more babies. No, I'm paying for all this fucking invasion. I have to work. I can't just have more babies, Jeremy.
Well, you can.
No, because the cost of living and the cost of living of the job I have. No, I couldn't just afford to start banging out more babies. The state is going to give me money.
But hang on.
All the hoops I'd have to jump
okay,
through.
Well,
no.
Well, Maya, who's a Muslim woman, now you believe that she's her, she's, I don't know if you believe she's planted here or something like that. She's a sleeper cell. But she hasn't, she might have any babies, by the way. Oh, she doesn't have any children
again,
yet.
Let me explain to you, Jeremy, for the last time, I want to say to you. I don't live in Dublin. I live in the west of Ireland. And in the west of Ireland, there's loads of little towns and villages. And in these towns and villages, we're being outbleeding bred. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
You don't have to believe that if you don't want to. But I see it.
Yes, but we have, we have a Muslim woman here, Maya, whose parents are from Iraq. She has zero kids, so she's not trying to take over. She doesn't even.
And again, like I emphasised, I don't agree with personal attack on individual peoples like that. I don't agree with it. I think it's abhorrent. But I am very much aware of what's happening in this country. You don't seem to be. I see it around me because, like I said, I don't live in Dublin.
So are you,
I live in the west
you,
of Ireland,
so are you
where
saying,
I see it.
Are you saying that my...
Just towns and villages where I live,
yeah.
where, yeah, foreigners outweigh the natives of the towns and villages. That's what I'm saying to you. And these people are having babies like nobody business. Because I go shopping in the supermarkets and I see them with all their kids. So again, you don't have to believe it if you don't want to. But I can see
okay,
it. And that now I have to go with.
Okay,
okay,
cheers,
go on,
Johnson,
go on. Good luck, good luck, good luck. Let me bring in more of your opinions. This is Darren.
Oh, Jeremy, you are a fool. You do realise you are a Catholic. Would you tell that what you just said there to your mother, who's probably a practising Catholic? And where's the proof this one is suffering from this? Where's the proof? I don't believe her, to be quite honest. Unless I see proof, I don't believe it. As we all have to say before this proof, alleged.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Neil, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Neil?
How are you, Adrian? You all right?
Good, thanks, Neil. Well, what did you want to say on this?
Look, you know, I drive a taxi, okay? And from what I'm getting in the car, all right, my Adair, okay? Unfortunately, it's going to keep happening. That's going to keep happening all the time. It's not going to stop. And it's so, so unfortunate. But because what's coming into the country, okay, from what I'm hearing and from what I'm seeing and from what I'm getting, it's with the violence that's going on, people are going to be betrayed that as well because of what they're doing, because of what's happening. And it's unfortunate this is going to keep continuing. It's going to get worse, it is, if you ask me. And as I say, that girl Moya is getting, you know, abused at the races and all that. Unfortunately, as I just said, it's going to continue and it's not going to stop. Because this country at the moment, it's gone very bad. It's gone downhill completely. There's a lot of violence going on, a lot of attacks going on. And we do know, it's ever since, you know, migrants have come into the country, there's a lot more of attacks happening. And there's a lot of fear in people around every town. I get a lot of stuff in from people telling me, like, their stories and this and that. But I don't say anything about it because I can't of what I get in. The fear in town, people are afraid to walk anywhere in their town. They're afraid to go to the shop. They're afraid to go to the chip. They're afraid to go to the pubs of what's happening in town.
But again, Neil, what's this got to do with Maya? Why is she suffering for this?
Because she has that type look of a migrant.
So it's what are you saying to Maya? Sorry for your troubles.
No, people that's coming into this country, all the Muslims coming into the country, they're going to be getting racial abuse because of what's going on. Because you know the Irish look different to the Muslims, if you ask me. And this is what's happening.
So Maya, who's born and bred in Ireland, born in the Coombe Hospital 27 years ago, to parents that are from Iraq, but she's born and bred in Ireland.
She probably looks Muslim.
Oh, she looks Muslim. So therefore, she has to expect to get some hatred. Is that what you're saying?
She doesn't have to expect to get it. It's going to happen. She doesn't have to expect to get it. Nobody expects fucking bullying or abuse. No one expects that. But she's going to get it, unfortunately. This country is absolutely fucked now. It's bollocks. You want to see the shite I'm getting in from migrants happening in this country? You want to see what I get in on that fucking TikTok? I'd just be on the phone talking to people, trying to calm them down what's happening. Private messages I get in from the and people in my taxi as well telling me stuff. This country is fucked. So Maya doesn't have to be bullied, doesn't have to be abused, but unfortunately, it's fucking happening.
In what way do you say it's fucked, Neil? In what way do you say it's fucked? Crime?
Because everybody in every town in this country is terrible, has a fucking fear of walking out of their own house what's happening.
But but you're not afraid of Maya, surely? She's a 27-year-old Irish woman. That just happens to be Muslim. That's her faith.
Why would they be afraid of Moya? Why would people be afraid of Moya?
I don't know. Why are they afraid of her?
I'm saying to Jeremy is an Adrian, okay? So regarding Moya, she probably looks like a Muslim, okay? And not all Muslims are very, very good people. But what's coming into this country, when people come into a country and they get fucking bored and they don't have a toolbox and they don't have skills, they get bored, they get everything handed to them, they don't have to walk. We're designed to move, we're designed to walk. But they come in, they get bored, they don't know what to do, they start getting fucking bored. And then the guards don't know who they are. And everybody, and a lot of people in all these towns around the country, sending me stuff. Sending a lot of fucking personal stuff to me.
Neil, when you say looks Muslim, I mean, what does looks Muslim mean?
What do you mean looks Muslim?
Yeah, how can you look Muslim?
Like Mike Tyson.
The fucking colour of them. Okay. They look a tan colour.
Okay, Mike Tyson is Muslim. Does Mike Tyson look Muslim to you?
No, but he doesn't look Muslim to me. You know where I'm coming from.
You're
being fucking facetious here. You're being facetious.
But I'm not, Neil.
Muslims look Muslim. Catholics look Catholic.
But Mike Tyson...
Catholics look Catholic.
Oh, jeez, I don't know what a Catholic looks like.
An Irish Catholic is fucking white or pink looking, whatever you want to call them. Muslims normally look like brown, if you ask me.
And what does an Irish Protestant look like then? No, that's a serious question.
No, it's ridiculous. You're actually making a show of yourself, Neil. People look Catholic. People look Muslim. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I saw a priest saying mass 2 weeks ago, and he is from Uganda. Okay, he was a Catholic priest. He was a black man.
Okay, what an Irish Catholic look like?
I have no idea what an Irish Catholic looks like.
You're fucking making a show of yourself, Adrian. You ask me. An Irish Catholic looks like, more than likely looks like me. Just fucking white. So we know what the colour of the Muslim is, okay? And this is the reason why Moya's getting. And this is happening in every town. Everywhere it's happening. There's bullying, there's happening, there's abuse in every town. And the Irish are getting pissed off it completely. That's what's happening.
And they're taking it out on people like Maya.
Well, that's what's going to happen, unfortunately. It's terrible what's happening. It's absolutely terrible. It's dire what's happening. Absolutely.
Stay there for a second. I want to go to Mohammed. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mohammed?
Not too bad, lads. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Mohammed.
Can I just ask Mohammed a question before? Mohammed, with the name Mohammed, I'm assuming you're Muslim. Do you look Muslim?
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Yeah, I find that, and I love you, I love Neil, but that's the most bizarre thing, that you can look a religion. You cannot look a religion. I could be any religion and people wouldn't know what I am. I don't know how you can tell someone's religion by the way they look.
What would you class them as?
So what's the difference between the looks of an Irish Catholic and an Irish Protestant?
There's no difference.
So if you can't even classify a Catholic and a Protestant in difference, how can you classify someone as a Muslim, a Jew, or a Christian?
What are you?
I'm Muslim. I'm proud to be Muslim as well. But
what are you?
I'm Muslim.
Yeah, you sound like a Muslim. I'm not quite
whoa. What the
What's his name?
He sounds like a Muslim.
What's his name?
We've already told you his name is Mohammed. Why?
What's your name?
Mohammed is his name.
I think he's deaf.
But he's not a fucking Catholic.
Yeah, but you still can't tell the difference. So how does the religion look like? You still don't, and you're coming with the prospect as if we all come in here for handouts. Mate, listen, yeah, if you don't seek the opportunities that are here, people do, whether they're Irish, whether they're Catholic, whether they're Muslim, people come to this country or were born in this country and they strive to be their best. And this whole propaganda about we're all coming here asking for handouts, we've never asked for handouts. We've produced doctors, engineers, and everything in our households. It's not only you, it's the other guy that really pissed me off, because you just seem a bit lost. Like, I'll be honest with you, and no disrespect. The guy before you is absolutely ridiculous about we're here, people should feel like scared, and we're here to take over. Look, I grew up in the country. I came at the age of two. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I was born in East Africa. But at the end of the day, the thing is, when I came to this country, there was no race. Racism was very low. It was more of curiosity. Where are you from? Like people wanted to know things. Do you know what I mean? And there was still racism and bullying going on the sides. But now, as the immigration population has increased, hatred has still increased. But for someone to say that migrants coming into the country is increasing specific migrant crimes, like, that's bullshit. Because if you go to the courts, the proportions of crimes committed by different demographics will show you that it's not every day it's only migrants in the criminal courts in Ireland. So I just think it's absolutely absurd.
Okay, let me ask you, Mohammed. We were talking about Islamophobia and how Maya has been the subject of hate crimes just because of her background. And because of her religion. Have you noticed Islamophobic behavior increasing in this country?
No, like, don't get me wrong. See, the thing is, when people look at me, they won't be able to, contrary to what your man just said, like, people don't realize that I'm a Muslim. Like, the way I talk, yeah, I'm black, but like, they just think, you know, I'm probably God knows what. But I do realize once I say my name is Muhammad, like, I do feel people like are a bit off, but it's not as much as people seem to make out to be, because I meet a lot of wonderful Irish people every single day. Like, I get along with a lot of Irish people, but racism does exist in this country. And like, you see it on, like, a lot on the internet. Like, people will, like, you'll meet a racist person and they'll be so kind to you, like, they won't show you nothing, but then you go on the internet, that same lad is like, do you know what I mean? Like, he's the hatred, like, I've seen it with my own eyes. Like, people, when you see them in person, they'll act very civilized, and then they'll go on the internet and they're just like another thing, you go to RTE comments, like, there's so much hatred. Like, I do understand, like, some people are concerned about migration. Like, for you to be concerned about migration is not a racist issue, but for you to come with the agenda of, oh, it's the migrants' fault, the migrants do this, it's absolutely backwards thinking. And I feel like it's the same people. Like, you want, like, I've never seen, like, someone that's an engineer, a doctor, a lawyer that's racist. I don't know, like, people or hardworking people that go every morning, even if it's a basic job, just get up and work. I don't see none of them being racist. You know what I mean? It's people that just want to sit down and have a handout. And the people that are getting abused most of the time don't want hands out. They want to wake up in the morning, go to work, be normal people, like functioning members of society. So,
okay, Neil, let me just...
I'm sorry, just so that, because this is important. Maya, because we do know stuff about her, I'm sure she won't mind us telling us. Maya is a dental nurse. She's been a dental nurse since she left college. So Maya has never, ever taken a cent
from the state.
So that blows that myth as well. She's not reproducing babies like rabbits to try and populate the place of Muslims. She doesn't have any children. She's just an Irish girl in her 20s who happens to have a different religion to me. Well, I don't even have a religion, so I don't know what I'm saying. And I mean, Neil, I assume you're just Catholic by birth, but you're probably not a practicing Catholic, or are you?
I'm not a fucking practicing. Wherever I go.
Like myself, yeah, like myself.
Okay, but let me put it to you, Neil, what Mohammed was saying there a moment ago, that it is completely unfair to be blaming immigrants and, to a lesser extent, Muslims on every ill in Irish society. That is completely wrong.
No, but when immigrants that are coming in, it's mostly from, you know, they're from, as I said, they're war-torn countries, which we know they're not. Most of them are coming in are Muslims. And when they come in here, we want people in here with toolboxes and with skills. And as I said to you before, when you get migrants coming in here, okay, and they get bored, they get bold, and crime rate goes up. And it has gone up. And I'm not saying it's all migrants doing it. It's part of the other society as well. But migrants are doing it. I'm getting thousands of text messages all the time about what's going on. I'm not saying they're true, I'm not saying they're lies. But my point is, it's not all Muslims that do it. I know that. But if people are coming in from different countries, and if they're not Muslims, they're other type of religion or whatever, and it's just happening. And it's happening in every town, if you ask me, what's going on the boiling.
Okay, so, Mohammed, this belief that you're hearing from people like Neil and Jonathan, that immigrants are taking over the country, and that's why there is this...
Adrian, I didn't say taking over the country. What I'm saying is they're not being monitored properly, because they're getting bored and they're standing on the side of the car. If I'm getting bored, I want to think different.
Go on, Mohammed.
Can I just say, like, this, you know, like... a lot of people, they go on bats that they see on the internet. I'm not saying your man over here is far right, but a lot of far-right propaganda. He just said the majority of... Okay, but you just said the majority of migrants coming into this country are Muslims. Okay, did you know that there are... The country took in the same amount of Muslim population that has lived in Ireland for the last 30, 40 years in the year of 2022 for white Ukrainian Christians. So when you say there's most of the migrants coming in are Muslim, where are you getting that fact from?
I didn't say that. I said some of them.
You just said that.
Some of them will be Muslim coming in, some of them coming in are Muslim into the country.
Well, look, some of them are definitely are Muslim, but you did say most of them, and I just wanted to correct you on that one.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll change my statistics. I would say most of them are Muslim. I would say that.
Okay, where are you getting the statistics from? Are you getting it from
There's no statistics. We can all submit. We can all think. We all have our thoughts. We all have our opinions. I believe most of them will be Muslim coming in from whatever country they're coming from. Look at America. Look at England. It's just trouble. When they come in, they get bored and they want to fucking move and they can't get jobs and they start trouble and they get bold.
Yeah, we get bored when we're working engineering jobs and becoming doctors and everything. You're
right. Are you listening to me, Mohammed?
We need people
from different countries over here with toolbox and skills. I can fucking say what you've said there. I said we do need Muslims. We do need every type of religion in this country with tools. We don't need to come in over here with no fucking PPS number, no passport, getting bored and starting trouble. We don't want that. We want the toolbox in here from other countries, Muslims. Yes, that's what we want and we need
that. Let's say that across to everyone in Ireland, whether they're Muslims, Christians, Catholics, Protestant, whatever. Let's not keep the residents and the citizens of this country not bored, have something to do. Do you know what I mean? Get a skilled migrant into the work. That's an argument I'll agree with you on, but don't just come here and say, oh, we need to get only skilled Muslims then, because look, we need to skill, and that's the truth. There's a lot of people that in Ireland that whether they're white or whatever they are, the problem is
if an Irish person does something wrong, they have that PPS number, they know where to get them. I'm getting people on my wherever you call, and they're saying to me, when the stuff happening in that town, the guys don't know who the fuck they are.
I'm pretty sure everyone that comes to this country will have some sort of identification. I work in that matter, and I'll tell you what, one thing, they don't have a PPS number, they have some.
I got messages from the fucking airport explaining how it happened. And when they're told that the guard shift is over, all right, they just say, I'm just putting them for asylum. Just leave them there. Doesn't matter. I'm going home. I have messages there on how it happened.
Yeah, so look, you're talking about the guards and like them investigating crime. Look, do you know the guard is going through recruitment shortages? Even if you look at that, would you be okay seeing a Muslim woman wearing a hijab as a guard? Like, would that offend you? Like,
it wouldn't offend me, but how is she going to protect the country? How would any woman protect the country? Because the mayor,
any woman,
a couple of what?
How is any woman going to protect the country?
Yeah, how would a woman in the guard to me? It's a great perspective and all that, but they're not strong enough to defend themselves in the guards, if you ask me. Not a Muslim woman, any woman.
All right, so geez, that's a conversation for another day. We shouldn't have female guards that are not able to protect us.
Is that not the truth?
You really are barking mad today, Neil, I have to say.
I know.
Can I just make a point, Adrian? I want to say this out loud. Your man over here is quite like, I don't know where his points are going to, but I'll make one point, which is controlled migration does not, if someone that stands for controlled migration does not necessarily mean that they're racist, they're fascist. They want to limit migration into the country so there's more resources available for the elderly, the disabled, the unemployed to get reskilled. That is perfectly normal. Like if someone says we need to control migration to deal with these issues, that's right. But once someone is going specifically to the demographics of migrants and linking it to unproven statistics, it just does not make sense. Do you know what I mean?
Can we ask a couple of questions that people have been asking? Okay, first of all, why are you in Ireland? Why did you come to Ireland? Are you studying here? Are you working?
Since he was two.
I came here since the age of two.
Okay, so there's a message here from Keith, and Keith simply said, go home, Mohammed. What would you say to that? I assume you'd say what I think you'd say, Ireland is your home.
Well, you know, Keith, I don't know what to say to that, but I'll tell him I am at home right now as I speak to you. And he's just, I don't know, people are just butthurt.
Like, okay, couple more questions, and these are stupid questions, but I just want to appease some of the people that are messaging in. Do you work? Do you earn? Have you ever taken from the state? Are you on the dole?
I work as an engineer, I've never taken from the state. Yes, but probably the only thing I've taken probably was child benefit, just like any other child in this country. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Good talk. Now, so, another question, Mohammed. Are you here to reproduce as many children as possible so that the world will be taken over by Muslims? Is your plan to hook up with a Muslim woman and have 15 kids so that you will take over whatever part of Ireland you live in with Muslims? Is that your plan?
Well, listen, these people, they think we're not humans. Like, who can have 15 kids and raise them? It's not viable.
Irish Catholics used to have 15
kids.
They
did back in the day.
Yep. Couple more questions, Mohammed. Are you triggered by the fact that we celebrate Easter here, with Easter coming up in a while? Do you get annoyed and triggered when you go into Tesco's and it says Easter egg on the box? Does that bother you?
I don't celebrate, but I will grab a cup of chocolates myself.
How dare you eat our Easter eggs? Come into this country eating our Easter eggs.
I love the Easter season when the chocolate. But look, at the same thing, like when the guy comes, can you repeat the first question there? Keith said, go, what did he say?
He just said, go home.
Look, okay. If he wants to reverse migration of decades and decades, he should be able to be more than happy to accommodate the 58 million in America, the so many millions in Australia, bring them all back here, yeah, and all go back to my country.
And the island would sink. The island would sink. Yep.
Then they'll be against the Australians and the Americans.
Well, I have to say, Mohammed, I am disgusted that you came over to our country to eat our Easter eggs. I really how dare
it's
you.
It's only once a year. By the way,
make sure they're whisper Easter eggs. They're the nicest.
Oh, they are lovely. Finally, Mohammed, the lady Maya who contacted us, suffering fairly bad Islamophobic hatred. What would you say to Maya? I know she's going to be listening to this podcast. How can you console her?
I'll take to Maya, honestly, look, there is a rise in hate, but at the end of the day, like, the positivity in Ireland does outweigh the negativity of that small fraction of, you know, racist people. And I do believe, I am a sole believer that, you know, the Irish people are one of the nicest people in the world, if not the world, as it is. So, like,
we are.
The friendliness that you get from Irish people, specifically even the elder, like, you will never see a country where you go and joke with strangers. But like, I do understand it's that small fraction of racist and hatred.
You'll always get that.
What I'm hearing from you though is that it's not as bad as some people might make it out to be in terms of...
No, that's not what I said. I'll be honest with you, it is bad and it's getting worse. And that's one thing I agree with on the guy that was there before. It is bad and it is getting worse, but at the same time, is the positivity still outweighs the negativity.
One final question, because it's just something that Angela alluded to. Do you have a problem with schools having nativity plays at Christmas time?
Nativity plays, like doing Christmas plays?
Yeah, doing a creeper. One plays Jesus and one plays Mary and Joseph and the wise
men. Well, as personally, like, I would send my kid to an educate together school. Yeah, so they can be mixed with, like, they can meet people from all different, they're not forced into one curriculum. Absolutely. Do you know what I mean? And every child, like, growing up, you know, I was part of them plays. But personally, I just say, look, it's the parents' decision. If I don't want to send my child to a Christmas play, it doesn't mean he has to go and, you know, make fun of any religion.
Yep.
Or vice versa. So, like, it does not mean just because someone doesn't want to send their kid to a play that they don't want to be part of the society. The kids, we go in Christmas time, we celebrate in schools, we bring gifts, we have, you know, the last day off school, like, we enjoy our time with our Irish friends. But like, this whole aspect of you have to follow what we follow to be one of us mentality, it's not going to work.
Most Muslim people I know living in Ireland are the most tolerant people. They don't, despite what the far right will tell you, they don't hate us celebrating Christmas. They don't get triggered by Christmas trees. Angela messages there to say that schools are no longer doing nativity plays. Angela, pardon my French, but that's utter bollocks. I have two.
Your kids were in a nativity play.
I have two kids in primary school, and they've done nativity play since they started. There is no school banning nativity plays. It simply does not. Certainly, if you send
an Educate Together school, yes, tends not
if
to.
If you send your child to an Educate Together, which are the best kind of schools, by the way, because they don't brainwash children into any religion. So yes, Angela, if you send your kids to an Educate Together school, they probably won't do a nativity play. But to suggest that Catholic ethos schools have banned nativity plays, that's utter
rubbish. Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. This is Martin.
Afternoon, lads. That poor girl, what she's going through, it's absolutely disgusting. Nobody deserves abuse like that. But your man is right. You look across Europe, Islam is taking over. There's cities and towns in different countries across Europe that are unrecognisable. Like, lads, take your heads out of the clouds. It's happening. And you're on about, oh, you shouldn't eat shellfish if you read the Bible. Muslims take the Quran literally, absolutely literally. Christians and Catholics don't look at Jesus and say we should live our lives like him. Muslims look at Muhammad and say we should live our lives like him. That's why they grow their beards like him. That's why half the kids, half the lads are called Muhammad, because they idolize him. Absolutely idolize him. He was a warmonger. There's so much stuff about Islam, lads, you need to look into. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's not just like terrorism is only one string of the bow. You've got grooming gangs along with that. Jesus Christ, lads, get your head out of the clouds.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Mohammed, I want to just come back to you about that message that we played a moment ago from Martin. Do you idolize and worship Muhammad?
No, as a Muslim, we're people of the monotheistic religion. We do not worship Muhammad. Muhammad just laid out the foundation in how we worship our God the same way, you know, Muhammad did, Jesus did, Moses did, Abraham did. So that's another point he made was that we live like Muhammad, like Christians or devout Christians would live the same lifestyle as Jesus lived, in the sense, if you go to East Africa, if you go to some parts of the world, people will be more devout on how they practice Christian to align it the way Jesus Christ lived it.
It's the exact same. Sorry, Muhammad.
So it does not make sense, really.
It's the exact same as Christians. And if you pick your standard Irish Christian, they'll probably meet on Good Friday. They probably don't go to Mass all the time. They've probably never been inside the church. But if you go to Mississippi, which I've been to in America, the Christians in Mississippi are a completely different breed of Christians to the rest of us. So you get people who follow the word by word for word, and you get people who are just more relaxed about it.
Let me go to Ross. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
All right, lads. I'm sorry.
Good, Ross. What did you want to say?
Well, just sorry for Moya for what's happening to her. It's probably little young lads, you know, this 12, 13-year-olds that just been brought up with this. There has been a rise in this in the last few years. But when I was growing up, I didn't know anything about Muslims, terrorists, Chinese people calling them chiefs. I didn't know about racism. It didn't really exist back when I was young. It was there, all right, but it wasn't it wasn't pushed in your face. It is nowadays. It's all over the media, everything. Even the video was going around. That guy yesterday, was yesterday or the day before in Finglas, his trousers down around his ankle.
I saw him, that poor devil was mentally unwell.
He had something wrong with him, he did. But you can see it. But that's what's coming into the country as well. Like, Muhammad touched on it there as well. I'm completely for helping. I've always said that. It's controlled migration is what we want, not open borders that we don't know what's coming in here. That's the stuff that we don't want coming in here. You know, I don't mind families coming over here for a better future, but everything has to be given in equally. Do you know what I mean? Everything can't just be given out today and then the Irish left off. Well, the Irish aren't always left off. It's scaremongering and all to say that. It's terrorism and all that's coming here all the time, but it's not. It's genuine families coming here as well. Like, and you know, that's the poor girl.
And this is the bit that freaks me out a little bit when I hear people, intelligent people like Jonathan, who was on earlier on, with this genuine belief that this country is going to be taken over by Muslims. That is his genuine belief. He really thinks this is going to happen. It is that sort of paranoia and spreading that sort of language that has somebody like Maya getting targeted for it.
Yeah, well, the unfortunate thing about this is, and I don't like to say this, but Jonathan is right to a certain extent, because if you look at some towns in England, like Birmingham is one of them. Birmingham is a complete Muslim town now, and it wasn't always, you know, what it is now. Leeds is becoming that as well. It's not, like, I don't think it's going to happen where the whole country is just going to be Muslim and the Irish Catholics are going to be talking about it.
It's not going to happen. That's the thing. It's not going to happen.
And that's the problem. Like,
But people like Maya are being subjected to this hate language and vandalism and everything else because of that sort of rhetoric.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the unfortunate thing about it.
But Ross, I can understand how some people, if they are told enough times by far-right agitators, if they're told enough times, in 10 years we'll be all ruled by Sharia law. Like, people actually believe that we're going to have our hands chopped off for shoplifting in 10 years. That there's going to be stocks on O'Connell Street and we're going to have to put our hands in and this fellow's going to come up and chop off our arms. People actually do believe that because they're being told it. Some people are very weak-minded, and when they see a video on Facebook or on YouTube or something like that saying that Ireland will be run by Sharia law in 10 years time, they actually believe that. So you can't actually blame their stupidity because they're being brainwashed.
Yeah, but also as well, you do see a lot of the Muslims that come here do just want to integrate in. They just want to have their own thing. Like, I don't mind the mosque being down the road. I don't mind Muslims going and praying and doing what they want. Do you know what I mean? Like, do what you want. Like, it's not harming anyone.
And by the way, and I want to say this,
it is some of the extremists. There is extremists.
Of course, there is extremists in everything.
And that they do come here, and that they don't want to integrate, and they do want to take over, and that's the problem when you have open borders and no controlled migration.
But I've been in the mosque in Clonskee, which is it the biggest mosque in Ireland? Certainly one of them.
That actually looks deadly from the airport.
Yeah, I've been in that a good few times. I've had my kids in there because the restaurant is actually quite cheap, and my kids and my missus love Persian food. And we've been in that restaurant, and not once was I made feel unwelcome there. Now, I only went in because I like a bit of spicy food, but anybody is able to go in there. But then if you're to believe the far right, no, a Catholic wouldn't be allowed in there because God knows what's going on behind that mosque. Literally, the only thing that I saw when I was in there was them serving food. That's all it was.
All right, Ross, stay there for a second. I want to squeeze in just one final call. Well, let me bring in David, who's commenting on what Neil was saying earlier.
Hey, lads, I've never heard such a bigger load of bollocks out of that lad, Neil. I mean, some of his TikToks now are funny enough, you know, but seriously, man, you need to go and give your head a fucking wobble. You look Muslim. I'd just like to ask him, actually, someone that, like, you know, is a Scientologist. What does a Scientologist look like?
Joey, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joey?
Not too bad, yourselves.
Good, not a bother. Thanks, Joey. What did you want to say on this?
So, Ireland will become more Muslim as the years go on. It's already happened already, regardless. Same in England as well. England now, they've just realised Labour. There's actually 15 politicians in London, in Manchester, that have formed their own alliance. So now all the politicians, where they used to vote for Labour and stuff like that, they've shoved them out the window.
So, Joe, you believe that this country is heading that direction as well, do you?
Yeah, because obviously it's happened in other countries in the Middle East as well already. There's countries in the Middle East that didn't have Islam in, that, like, Muslims weren't there. And then Muslims came in, and now the whole country is Muslim Islam.
Okay. Do you genuinely...
Has that not happened before in other countries?
Do you genuinely believe that is going to happen here?
It will happen here within, I won't say like 2 years or 3 years or 4 years, maybe in 20 or 30 years' time. 30 years' time, Ireland will not be Irish. And you can see that in the stats yourself already.
Okay. Maya is a young Irish woman born and bred in this country 27 years ago who is...
Is she Muslim?
She is a Muslim, yep. She is suffering horrendous hate as a result of being a Muslim,
why is Islam or why is Muslims getting such a hard time? Why is that?
But that's the question we're asking, isn't it?
Have you not looked into England in the past 15, 20 years? What's been going to happen with the grooming gangs?
Yeah, but hang on, if you look into...
Maya's not part of any bloody grooming gang. Why is she getting...
But it's Muslim. That's the end of
okay,
it.
Okay, but I'm Catholic, Joey, and as you know, this country doesn't have a good history with Catholicism. You look at the mother and baby homes, you look at the divorces, you look at children literally grabbed from their mothers because they weren't married. The Catholic Church absolutely destroyed this country and they were let destroy this country for hundreds of years. Now, are you going to blame me on that? Are you going to say that I'm part of a paedophile gang because...
No, it would be the church.
The link between me and paedophile priests is the exact same as the link between Maya and grooming gangs. She just happens to be of the same faith. I'm of the same faith as the priests that abuse children on a massive scale in Ireland. So is Adrian. Mm-hmm. Are we part of the Catholic grooming gang?
I wouldn't say no, you're part of it, no. But
should I apologise?
You shouldn't apologise. No, you shouldn't apologise either. Right? But I know it wasn't your time either. If it was your time, then you should have done something about it.
It was
your man and dad's time, so it should have been them. Should have done something about it.
If I follow that argument, then you believe it is up to somebody like Maya to sort out the Muslim religion. Is that it?
And expose them people that's doing these things. Okay. Expose them people that's doing these things.
She just wants to get on with her life without having to put up with shite from people. I want to squeeze in one final message from Trevor.
Listen, lads, when you look at places like Germany, England, and they're calling for Sharia law to be implemented in these countries, non-Muslim countries, you have to ask yourself, can you really blame the nationals of those countries being pissed off? They're actually promoting people to be racist against them because they want their way, their rules, everything, and the locals don't matter. I'm sorry, I've seen it. I've actually have cousins in England, and the shit they tell me, you couldn't pay me to visit that country, and there's a few others because they're going downhill fast. And the scary thing is, 20 years time, it'll be here. It'll be the exact same here. That's why I'm pushing my kids to look in other countries for a place to live. Not just because of that, but also because of the fact that you can't buy a fucking house in this country. And I want my kids to have a better life. This place is going down. But I do believe all racists are just low-life scum. Because I don't, as I said to you before, I don't give a fuck who comes to this country as long as they're doing it legally and willing to support the country and work for the country.
Well then, and that's a good point. Then you actually agree with Maya. Because I said Maya was born in the Coombe. She's worked, she's gone to college, she went to school, went to college. She's a dental nurse, has always paid taxes. She's not part of a grooming gang. She doesn't care about Easter or Christmas like her other friend there, Mohammed. She couldn't give a fiddler's. She just wants to get on with her life. And it just so happens that she is Muslim.
And finally, Robbie.
Fuck me. I really want to apologise for Irish people if Neil is being classed as a representative. The man's a fucking moron.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. And also, consider joining our WhatsApp channel, where we will notify you directly when episodes go live. If you'd like to join us, you send the words add me by WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. We will send you a link back, which will bring you straight to our WhatsApp channel, and you can stay in touch with us. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.